you're laughing way out loud. Well, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Wade. Wow. I'm going to cheer you on. From Orillia, Ontario, I'm going to cheer you guys on. That's great. Thank you for sharing. What do you think of all that, Randy? VEC ISC.
Yeah, that's super. On our vacation there, friend of ours, and basically we have our field day site at his place, and he recommends to check the screen on the fuel line goes into the tank there. It's for Calvin. It's been sitting for a long time and be corroded up and plugged. So that's a common problem there for those type of vehicles there. So whether you got to take the tank off or not to get at it, I don't know if it's from the top or if it's from the bottom, but usually they're from the bottom. You might not have to take the tank off. But anyways, it's all good. Something to check their weight when you guys are working on it. And fine business on the... I think my dad had something like that too, a Plymouth, but I can't think of what year it was. It was in the 50s too, but I can't remember what it was now, so that's before my time, hi. But I've seen pictures of it there, so when he was a young chap there, hi. So, anyways, that's many, many years ago. But to have a vehicle like that in such nice shape and show it off, maybe at a car show or whatever, is just awesome. Back to you, Wade, VE4, Alpha, Alpha, Papa, V5RGM.
Yeah, Randy, actually I thought about there's probably a screen or a filter in the tank somewhere where that was clogged or plugged. But we did shoot air through the line going in the opposite direction and thought that would clear it out, but it didn't do it. But if you hook it up, hook a suction line to
node,
say
five,
another
one,
5 gallon
two,
pail or whatever,
five,
it'll
three,
suck
seven,
fuel from that pail and then the engine runs perfect. But when you hook it back up to the tank fuel line, that's where the problem is. So this afternoon, that's our job, to figure out what's wrong with the fuel system. So anyway, I'll say 73s for now to you guys, and hope you all have a good day. And we'll talk again. In fact, I'll try to get a picture of this car and send it to all of you. Okay, 73s to VE3ISC. DE5RJM, DE5AL, and it's DE4AlphaAlphaPapa. We're clear.
Yeah, well, appreciate. Looking forward to seeing the picture there. So, sometimes those where the filter is there, it's not the easiest to be all corroded up and all that, so you might have a little joy fixing it, but at least I think you know where the problem is there. So if it's definitely working drawing gas from a regular container and not the tank, then it's got to be plugged. So anyhow, nice having a CUSA with you here this morning, Wade, like it always is. And, maybe send me that information on that repeater there as well there, and I'll take a look at it. It's listed on the repeater book and all that. Should be. So, see what kind of information, what club it belongs to, and maybe there's a contact info there, too. Along with it there, of course, you can get some more information on it.
back in the day, back in the, I don't know where it was, must have been around 58 or 59, I knew a guy, he said, come and see my new car. It was at Plymouth, and I don't know if it was 58 or 59, it might have been a 57, I don't know. Anyway, it had push-button selectors for the transmission shift. No gear shift, no shifter, just a push button, a series of push buttons on the, and they were interlocked, so you couldn't push. Yeah, whatever button you pushed, you had to be. You couldn't shift from one to reverse. You couldn't shift from drive to one. You had to do it properly. You had to shift in proper sequence. You couldn't just shift any way you wanted to. The buttons were all interlocked, but it was a keyboard push button. You want to push drive, you push D, and the little neutral button would pop out, and then you push neutral, and it would shift into neutral, and you push the R, and the neutral button would pop out, and you'd shift into reverse. I don't know if you're still listening, Wade, but if I talk to you again, I'm going to ask about that. I don't know, Wade, are you still there? Do you want to comment on that, Wade? Go ahead.
Yeah, back to you, Paul. Yeah, it's definitely a push-button transmission, three-speed, I believe. But just how the sequence works, whether you can go direct from reverse to drive, I'm not sure, or whether you have to go reverse, neutral, then drive, but I'll probably know the answer to that before the end of the day. Back to you, Paul.
Well, thank you, Wade. Thank you for staying on the line, and thank you for confirming that. You brought back a whole flood of memories, good memories, back in the day when I was riding around in a brand new Plymouth with a push-button transmission. Oh, boy, it was quite a car. So thank you, and that gives me even more reason to cheer you on, you and your brothers. You restore that car back to parade condition. So thank you, Wade. Oh, you just brought back a whole avalanche of really good memories. So, I'm an old guy, Wade. Well, I'm 79, so back in the, I didn't have my, back then I was 13 or 14 or something, but riding around that car was a joy. bless you, Wade. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, Wade, I hope. VE4AAP, we'll talk again. Back to you, Randy, VE5RJM, VE3IFC.
Yeah, Roger. My dad right there had a push button there, too. He had a couple of push button vehicles at his time there. So, I got bad cell service where I'm at here, so I'm actually inside of a camper, even on top of it, so not the best. So it disconnected on me and was giving you guys some trouble there hearing me, so you should hear me a little bit better there now. But anyhow, 73s, and good luck on your work today there, Wade, and your brother getting there in tough shape there for Saturday. Back to you there for a final.
Yeah, okay, Randy. No, you sounded fine this last time. It was just the one before that. So, yeah, we'll say 73s to you folks, and we'll talk later. We're clear.
Yeah, 73s. And over to you there, Paul, the E3. Or go over to Pierre for a comment there. He's been driving around the city there. I don't know. How's your eyes there, Pierre? The E5 Alpha Lima, the E5 RJM. You must not be around there. So, anyways, over to you, Paul, the E3IFC, E5 RJM.
Yeah, I thank you, Randy. I share your concern. I hope Pierre's a good man, and he's able to bounce back pretty fast. He's a good Frenchman. What can I say? But I hope he's okay, because that's a pretty quick recovery to be driving. So maybe his sweetheart is driving for him. I don't know. Anyway, if you're listening, Pierre, take good care of yourself. Don't bang into anything. Thank you for taking time, Randy. Thank you. And again, I don't know what you caught from my double, but I just want to say how happy I am that you're taking time to just enjoy the day and enjoy the campsite, enjoy the people you're with. So fine business, Randy. It's great to talk to you. And when are you coming back? Or do you have a planned return date, or are you just making it up as you go, or what's your story there, Randy? Are you going to be there for a while? Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll be going back tomorrow, Friday. So we'll be back at home on Friday, and probably you won't hear me until the evening, because we want to go to another lake and do some fishing. So pretty much head for home and drop off a few things and pick up a few things and then carry on to another lake there, fishing lake there, so west of where I live. Where I'm at now is east where I live, about 40 minutes. So, still yawning here. Still waking up here. I'm on my second cup here, so. Anyways, I'll let you go there, Paul. And we're going to have a big day here, too. So, my grandkids are here today, so we'll have lots of fun. That's the ones from Regina there, so I don't get to see them all that often. Anyways, 73s, VE3IFC, VE5RJM. Back to you.
Well, that's great, Randy. Thank you. Thank you for taking time to connect with us. Again, it makes me happy, makes me glad to know you're spending good quality time. So fine business, Randy. A couple more fine fines. How about that? Anyway, not the kind you pay at a court either. You understand. Thank you, Randy. We'll talk to you soon. VE3 India, Foxtrot Charlie, clear.
Yeah, 73's Paul. Have a good day. The 5RJ.